This say like, we take this here now. Say I'm gonna put a hill on here, that's like this room here. Uh-huh. We're gonna put a hill here, well, he'd come across this way.
Oh, it would come out and make out, an L shape.
Shape, that's right, come out this way, be on here.
I see.
That'll be hill, come out this way.
I see.
A shed room be direct on the back, across the back. Back
I
room.
See.
That's called a shed room.
Okay, I don't think I asked the difference there before, and I wasn't clear when I listened to the tape as to which one it was. All right, and the part of the house that your rain falls on up there is your...
top.
Or your roof.
Well, the roof, I mean, we call it the roof up there.
I missed some of the most obvious questions right here. Somebody asked you, are you sure about that? You might say, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not clear on it. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Were you talking to that man? Yes, I talked.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
All right. Or no, but you talked.
You weren't going to talk. I wasn't.
But you,
you
talking to him.
You talked to him.
You were, you were.
I was talking to him.
And you?
You was talking to him.
All right. And have you been thinking about that? Yeah,
I thought about it.
Or I was thinking about
it. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it.
Okay. The people around here, would you be more likely to, talking about someone having done something and or people gossiping about it, would you be more likely to say people say so or they say so? Would you use either one?
No,
say,
you
say there's a man who's maybe, they say he committed a crime, and you were talking about it, and you said, well, I'm not sure, but would you say they say he did it, or people say he did it?
Well, I said like this, I'm not sure that he did it, but the people say he did it, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are some kinds of grass that you don't want to keep in a cotton field?
What kind of grass?
What are some kinds that grow in there that you want to get rid of?
Don't. We don't want no kind of grass. We do everything in the world to keep all kind of grass out of the cotton field.
What are the names of some of the kinds?
Crab grass, John grass. Oh, any kind of grass you name, we don't want in that cotton field. Well, our trouble in this cotton field is where we have more cuckaburras and killiweed.
What's a killiweed?
That big old tall yellow weed. That big old tall, tall eye here sometimes.
Really?
That's what we don't want in the cotton field.
Mm.
It gets bigger cotton.
You don't even want wiregrass?
Yeah, maybe I've plenty of wiregrass.
What does it look like?
It's round grass, anybody like round big that thing there?
It is.
They call it wild grass.
I've never seen it. I'm sure.
They go to these little places around these ponds, wherever pond or lake or something. Oh, anyway, plenty of marsh be there, that kind of thing.
Would it be in a cotton field
over? Yeah, no, it'd be going in a cotton field too. Going, you know, not all over, but it'd be on the end where that kind of grass. That kind of grass gonna stay around while plenty of water, moist or like that.
I see. A place on a farm where you keep horses would be a
lot.
All right, or a shelter for them would be a
barn or pasture or something.
Around here, do they ever say stable?
Oh, they put them in a stable.
Is that different from the barn, or is it a place in the barn?
Place in the barn, stable. So you got a cut off. It's big enough for one horse to stand and lay down and get up in the neck of them, and they got them called stall, you know.
And the section of the barn where these stalls are would be the stable?
Be the stable and all that would be stable then. Now you got 4 or 5 horses, turn them in the gate, say, get on to your stall, get on to the stable, every horse in the way, he did.